Revenge on Ex-Lover. Chapter 651. You're right. I'm a suspect, but I'm not afraid to be investigated. Lily looked at Jonathan with a faint smile and continued, besides, when it comes to suspects, everybody in this family has a possibility of being the culprit. Since you oversee our family affairs and are willing to seek justice for my grandfather, so does a thorough investigation. Remember that the 3-day due date will come soon. Tomorrow, you have to give me a satisfactory answer. Jonathan was shocked by Lily's imposing manner and took a while to react. No, she was most suspicious and should be the first to interrogate, but how could he be the one who owed her an explanation? Lily. Stop quibbling. My reason for not making a big deal of this matter is entirely for the Lodge family's pride. Now that you've spread the news and let everyone know about it, what is your intention? Jonathan knocked his cane heavily on the floor, making a loud banging sound. You want an explanation? Fine. You don't have to wait for the elders to come over tomorrow. I will tell you now. The lab report has proved that the scented candles contained chronic poison. If you are sensible, admit your doings now. Then this matter will stay within the family while we implement the punishment with family rules. Otherwise, we will imprison you. A direct accusation. Jonathan would at least hypocritically present some evidence, but Lily laughed angrily. I don't like to be sneaky, so I'll go. It's just. Does. They only deal based on evidence. I'm afraid that, ultimately, it's hard to you think you can remembered something. Why you won't listen to your elders. It turns out you have eye silent the whole time, spoke calmly, since it's about me, I. Alexander smiled faintly. Jonathan sir instead of grand uncle showed that he did not regard happy, especially for my woman. To media. As for the Lodge family's recent events, how do you breath, and Lily had in a polite and modest tone, it made one. Chapter 652. Alexander was at a loss at her silence. Did my words make you unhappy? Why do you say so? Lily hugged his waist and pressed her face to his chest, thank you. Then she said, thank you for appearing in my life. Thank you for protecting me, pampering me, and walking with me all the way. Thank you for always having my back without hesitation and always fighting by my side. Silly. Gently rubbing her head, Alexander hugged her back. They don't want to let the news get out, and they're afraid that the police's intervention will complicate things. They won't be able to control it well. LF the police got involved and the son truly murdered his father, this news would be enough to make the Lodge family lose their reputation. Justin also decided against calling. What about you? His head and asked, the public only knows the news of your grandfather's death. The inside story is neither known nor reported. You don't plan on calling the police. Grandfather's hard work. I won't let it go to waste, but I also won't let go of the person who harmed our you. He put it, the Lodge family has their own rules, and we have our own in our family. I'll wait and see what tricks Henry Day at the company, and Joseph was there as soon as she had not seen each other for dad. She smiled and said affectionately, why are you loving smile to her while, Ariana immediately guessed what it over with a smile, dad. You don't look very happy. What's wrong? To see you today. Chapter 653. Last month, Derek said he would be traveling for business. He was away for several days and had just returned. Was he gone again already? He had been going back and forth so frequently recently that Joseph had lost track of him. His current focus was on Damien, and he felt obligated to back him up. While Joseph still desired his mistress to join them, he had not made concrete plans for her. Yes. Ariana was surprised, didn't you know? How would I know? I haven't seen him recently, snorted, then asked, by the way, do you know what Derek has been busy with recently? Does the company was that Joseph was entirely unsuitable for he was no match for Derek in only son and was not there was hope. He wanted to take the Tanner's property into his own hands so many trips in person. I asked his secretary, but she didn't know either. In and her mysterious appearance aroused Joseph's curiosity, what I heard that Uncle Derek was in a hurry because of Benedict's affairs. Furthermore, his health was not great, so he was actually hospitalized when he claimed to really. Joseph was stunned. Of course, he was also skeptical of siblings, how could he not know if Derek? Chapter 654. Ariana smiled and let go of her father's arm. She picked up the glass on the table and took a sip. Ah, that felt nice. By the way, Dad, I've thought about the new project. It's not impossible to let Damien go. I'll find a way to talk to a few people and convince them to let him go. However, the person in charge earlier. Before she could finish speaking, Joseph said impatiently, I know. He's called Nathaniel, right? I've been busy these days and haven't had time to ask you. Why did you invite him there? Do you know that he has a bad reputation? His previous company even went bankrupt. I know. I wanted to understand the situation better, so I called him over. Ups and downs in the business field are inevitable, not to mention that he's experienced and capable. He's very familiar with the area. Well, let him be the deputy and help Damien a little bit. After all, I can't be by Damien's side all the time. What do you think? She thought about it and made arrangements. That the arrangement was good. He had complete confidence in his sons. He planned to prepare Damien to take over the company, so he decided to teach him the ropes early on. After all, Damien lacked practical business expertise, so it was best to have a seasoned if only. To pay more attention to your brother and not depend on an outsider. You should have your okay. Go to my room to the stairs. When she heard a noise below, she watched as Damien left the room and dashed into the living. Was smiling while talking. I knew as soon as you helped, she had no choice but Joseph say, okay. Now that you mean to trouble you, but what? You gave him my seat. Nathaniel, who had just returned from out of town, heard the bad news once he entered the office. Why are you so anxious? It's just a district manager position for that project. Is your vision that limited? Ariana said coldly, anticipating his reaction. I've only been in the seat for a few days. What will others think of me if I give it up now? My dear sister, if you're not even able to let me stay as the district manager, that means I'm nothing against that brat. Now I'm starting to doubt your ability. Pulling his tie, Nathaniel sneered. Ariana was not angry either. She replied calmly, don't you think this is a good opportunity to get rid of him? What do you mean? Nathaniel was still angry. Think about it. Why does Damien want to take this position? Ariana revealed a mocking smile, he wants to take credit. He knows very well that if he makes any achievements in the project, he will become a hero. My father's to achieve something, and the hatred in her eyes. She kept everything in her heart. Why? Damien is an illegitimate child. What right does he have to come into the Tanner family and take so much away from me? Ariana had worked hard to win her father's love since she would never be the apple of his eye. She to say there's a fine line between success and from the initial shock, Nathaniel. Ariana nodded. Is a mistake? What if the responsibility? Since he can't wait to be our scapegoat, casually talked about her entire plan wrong. Your good and conscientious father will clear his responsibilities at all costs. By then, I also had something else in were the project leader and wanted to screw him over. Someone would still have to cover for him if he was foolish, and this, Ariana would have thought about it escape. My father still doesn't have the final say in the Tanner Corporation. You do what you we won't need extra company if our team is sufficient to fight him. Henry also brought other people along? Who were they? Nathaniel shook his head, I don't know, but he did come prepared. I also inquired about it in detail, the entire Lodge family is now just a fake name. There are still a few good disciples, but others are not very good. Justin is busy with the company, so he's probably gotten rusty in kickboxing. As for the other, with a sneer, he did not continue to speak. Ariana naturally knew who he was talking about and laughed, why did you stop talking? I've said everything I needed to say. I just want to have a good night's sleep and wait for tomorrow's good news, he yawned. Just wanted to hang up the phone and go, you said. The hang up button for a moment, and then he heard her continue, everyone silence, Nathaniel replied, what are as sleepy after hanging up, so he opened his eyes and looked was inferior and introverted since he was a child. He then wanted to work hard. He went through a very contented period when he thought he was, however, everything collapsed overnight. Career, love life, and went downhill for it was 9 a.m. at the Lodge family's residence main hall. It was a serious meeting. Chapter 657. The elders from the Branch family sat on either side of a conference table, with Jonathan at the chairman's seat. Jonathan occasionally coughed while holding onto the wooden box that kept the most important thing in the family seal. Lily had intentionally dressed in black, with a severe and gloomy expression. Jonathan looked at her and was still angry about what had happened yesterday. However, he was feeling slightly better as Alexander was not present today. Easy to deal with at all. I should find a chance and banish Lily from Restless since most of the family members. Jonathan, we've been waiting here for more than time now, Jonathan calmly replied as he blinked. Everyone else in the room continued meant by any time now, so other the end of the table. She sipped her tea slowly while waiting for the two past 3 days were sufficient for her to prepare for her counter-attack as they prepared fake evidence to accuse Minutes, the hall, and some. Were starting to feel hot as the sun's rays glared walked into the room. He contrasted Lily, dressed in white, with on his uncle Jonathan. He raised his voice, to all the other family members present, I'm sorry that I've. Lily knew who Jonathan meant by outsider as he had always viewed Alexander as one. What I want to announce today is very important to the Lodge family, Jonathan started. Though he was not loud, he made sure everyone in the hall could hear him clearly. Our family has more than 100 years of history in Sapphine City. We have always done our part and respected the family's rules. However, we did not expect my dear brother, Wilfred, to leave us so suddenly. His sudden passing is a great loss to our family, and we're all very sad about it. Unfortunately, this was no mere accident. It was, in fact, a planned murder. He looked at Lily as he finished his sentence. It was as if he was implying that she was the murderer. Since Jonathan was so crude with his statement, Lily did not shy away. She stood up and said, Granduncle, I think you're wrong. Oh. Jonathan smirked coldly, do tell me what I said was wrong. Is here, but obviously, that's not true. Justin is my grandfather's oldest grandson, the most important. Her accusations, Justin is indeed the oldest grandchild of the family, but Henry is your uncle. As your is the second thing you're wrong here today is from our family, and there are no outsiders, but the last I would. Others in the room as if trying to figure out who the stranger could the Lodge family for so long, I'm familiar with every member, from the most senior to the youngest. Tell me, who isn't a Lodge? Jonathan remarked coldly. Nonchalantly back at Jonathan under the gazes of finished her statement, is your UVE done? Just admit it, and I'll forgive you on behalf of your Henry, reprimanded Lily while looking uncle. Lily sneered icily and asked, how is that not my business? Just a short while ago, Granduncle said that since this was a meeting of the Lodge family, anyone outside the family had no business being present. If Grandpa already expelled you from the Lodge family, what gives you the right to be here? You're not qualified to question my presence here. Henry looked at Lily nastily. You're wrong. Not only do I have the right, but everyone here also has the right to question why you're allowed to be here. Lily did not back down and looked him in the eye. Henry started to counter, but Jonathan cleared his throat and said, Lily, you're right, but Henry isn't wrong either. I've heard of what happened in the past, but we should let bygones be bygones. Besides, there shouldn't be hatred that lasts forever between father and son. Henry was your grandfather's favorite. He was blinded by anger when he banished Henry and looked coldly at Lily, but how would you know what happened? It's only natural that you didn't understand the situation was analyzing the situation fairly, but he was just helping Henry and making light of her. Jonathan and Henry were two sides of moreover. Henry is still your uncle, and you're being insolent. Truth of my grandfather's death, not to discuss seniority. Besides, if we're talking about seniority, Henry shouldn't be the one to give orders here. Since he's not part of Lily stressed. A sharp his eyes at a go. Lily was still a kid and did not make an impression on him, so he cared little about family's influence, and having a Lily could already guess what was inside the envelope without even looking at it. It was a setup all along, and the contents provided the necessary evidence to support their claims. However, she decided to play along and opened the envelope. Sitting inside were two sets of reports. One was the autopsy report of her grandfather's death, which stated that the cause of death was heart failure due to toxicity. There was also a report detailing the candle she had created for her grandfather, with the contents that could cause heart failure highlighted in red. These two reports informed everyone in the room that Lily was the murderer. Many of those present looked distressed after reading the reports. To gaze at Lily, their eyes filled with horror, had all seen her as the passed away. Wilfred brought her back to the Lodge family, and Wilfred's she do this to her own grandfather? Uncle Wilfred's granddaughter. She would never do this to her own grandfather. There must have the extended family rude to her own uncle? Don't be fooled by her innocent appearance. She's the type of person that chose to leave the Lodge family and even went as far as to estrange the family for some outsider. Let me ask you, Lily, if you keep insisting that my family banished me, how exactly are you different from me? You were estranged from the Lodge family as well. You did not come back for such a long time, but my father died when your grandfather was so kind as to Lily as the perpetrator, and he even provided her with the ideal. Some of the family members were still skeptical about the evidence, but after listening to Henry's explanation, you dare claim you didn't make the candles? Henry questioned confidently, knowing he had sufficient evidence. This lab testing report has exposed you. It says here that a poisonous substance was inside the candles. How can you still try to lie your way out of it? What a joke, Lily laughed coldly. Just because the candle contained a poisonous substance, it means I was the one who did it. Not to mention whether there was what you claimed as poison in the candle. Why do you insist that I poisoned it even if it does? Henry looked like he had expected Lily to say this. He continued, I knew you wouldn't admit it. Don't worry. I have enough proof to show that you were the one who made the candles. You've also admitted that you gave the candles to Justin personally. Does that mean you're accusing Justin if it wasn't you? Also, Henry turned and signaled his subordinate to bring a box over. He took it and showed it to everyone in the room. This box contains the unused candles in my father's room. These candles contained a small dose of the poison. Even though they don't cause immediate death, continuous use will end with terrifying results. Lily expected this. Matter how often they experimented, the results would be the same. She knew exactly won't be the man from bringing the candles his eyes and remarked, whether they were poisonous or not, had you still trying the candles my father used, and now your two boxes of candles but not the others. I'm sure you know exactly where they. He noticed Lily's unwavering attitude. She was not at all nervous, even when in her control, and she was confident he could not. Of course, I'm sure. To hold back his nervousness and continued, these were in my father's room. They remained unused, and they were responsible for his death. Lily, I'm fact that you're my niece? If you admit it's just an impulsive mistake, you will have to pay your dues according to know who will end up. Chapter 662. Henry did not know what Lily was up to, making him anxious. What tricks are you trying to play in front of your elders, little girl? What's the rush, Uncle Henry? What are you afraid of? Lily shot him a faint smile, which sent chills up his spine. Suddenly, a screen projected onto the white wall in the hall. The others were surprised that Lily had already prepared the projector. As for the screen, it was playing a video. Time to identify the characters in the video, but Henry could almost instantly tell it was took. The video was a distance away. Nathaniel had passed something to Henry, and that Henry patted Nathaniel on his shoulder after receiving the item could see the Henry's forehead. He had never expected Lily to know about his meet-up with Nathaniel the other day, and she alone that day and ensured no one was tailing me. There wasn't anywhere for a person to hide at that place either. Henry's mind went blank for a moment, and he did not have the time to solve to see that Henry was one of isn't that, Henry? The other, what are they doing? People in it is Uncle Henry, and I believe all of you are curious about the other man's identity. His identity isn't important compared to another matter I think all of you should know, her fingers and enlarged the video, mainly to focus on the side of the box, Henry subtly let out a breath. Chapter 663. Yes. Henry blurted but soon found it strange and rephrased his words, no, that's not what I meant. You were the one who created the poisonous candles, so how would anyone have that? He just told me things such as you were disrespectful to Grandpa. You said he gave you evidence earlier, didn't you? Lily interjected and pressured him. Why are you saying a different thing now? Henry was dumbfounded. Well then. Lily took a deep breath and thundered, the chaos ends now. She raised her head, eyes closed, looking like she was meditating. Then she turned to face Henry. Since you insist on saying I was the one who poisoned Grandpa, I'll first prove to you that there's no possible way I could have done it. Are you going to do that? Henry hem and took Henry, does the perfume I use today smell? But realized something was amiss upon seeing the smile on her face. He quickly held his breath and questioned her angrily, what nervous? I can't possibly poison you. Lily smiled, looking innocent. Was still wary of her, keeping his distance and not daring get straight to the point. Why are you being so into his? I'm capable of putting poison in my perfume, why would I waste so much time to create one? Setting because you feared it would make things too obvious. If I hadn't returned in time and noticed that something was off, you would have tricked us all. Everyone would have thought Dad. The gears in his surrounding elders found his accusation reasonable and faced it. Oh. Right, chronic poisoning. Lily continued, you mean to say I've added a small amount of chronic? Saying that, Lily by Henry, subconsciously covered his nose, afraid of me. What if she did? Chapter 664. I didn't do anything. Since you're so riled up, I was wondering if you feel dizzy or nauseous. Do you, though? Lily asked with a calm expression. The onlookers who knew nothing about the situation may even think she was asking those questions out of concern for Henry. Henry felt fine before Lily mentioned those symptoms, but once she said it, he felt a pain in his head and nausea. It was a feeling he could not describe. He tried hard to keep his head clear, but the dizziness that struck him suddenly was not something he could suppress. In shock, he quickly released her hand. You. What in the world have you done to me? Everyone noticed the changes in Henry's expression. Although they had no idea about what Lily had done, it scared them enough that they all moved back in panic, fearing that they would be affected as well. That was especially so for Jonathan. He was within the closest proximity to Lily, but he had no idea what was going on at all. Getting dizzy, he quickly took a few calming himself down, he finally rebuked, Lily. Out of his control. He had never you talking about? What could I? Shrugged her shoulders innocently. Her hands were at her as if she were a monster, not daring to make a head scene. That there are 100 ways for me to poison someone without leaving any traces behind. There's no need for me to use the stupidest way and then slowly look. No need for you to be anxious. You just smelled something that would affect your appetite and words sounded light, but no one dared to let there were still looking you poison us. Someone asked with a all of you've seen it. I don't need to go through all those. Such a method was too lame and that she would not use. Chapter 665. Jonathan was unwilling to take responsibility, so he guided Lily toward bringing Justin down in his absence. Since this was brought up, they stated that Lily and Justin were the only ones that touched. Why was Justin not there yet? With a frown, Lily sneered, Granduncle Jonathan, who's the accomplice you're talking about? Could it be that you have someone in mind already? You. Sorry for being late. A familiar voice sounded. Lily's expression finally relaxed as she looked over and saw Justin walking into the hall. He was accompanied by both his personal assistant and a director of the company. Lily knew who they were. Jonathan frowned upon seeing the two people walking side by side with Justin. Are you late? And why did you bring outsiders with outsiders? Laughed, glancing at both sides before averting his eyes back to Jonathan, then to most unpredictable beings in this world. It's hard to tell who's really hidden, meaning, Do you mean by you understand what I mean? It's alright. Just sit back and watch the show. You'll understand it soon. Him to move to the side before he turned to family elders. I'd like to apologize for being late. There were some urgent matters. I'm the one in control of the out. The family had already passed his family as he said, oh, right. If you had not mentioned it, I might have forgotten. Granduncle, I passed the seal to you for temporary safekeeping a few days ago. Thank you so much for helping me, and it's time I take his arm. He had not expected Justin to say such a thing or even. Chapter 666. Justin. Henry roared. It doesn't mean you can disrespect your elders this way just because you've held onto the family seal for 2 years. We're still uncertain about who the head of the family is before we know the truth behind your grandpa's death. Justin nodded. Yeah, you're right. We should know the truth about grandpa's death, so. He nodded to his assistant, who picked up the phone, hunched over, and began talking. Vaguely, they could hear him say, okay. Got it? Then he reported to Justin. They're about 3 minutes away. Doing. Today, so it should be settled within the family. We have the forensic report now, but if you are still going to, you're wrong. Loudly. He had his hands placed behind his back, looking matter of the Lodge family. Since we're unclear about the true reason behind Grandpa's death, this is an unsolved crime. It's a human life that was taken away, and I've decided to look past any personal grudges and choose. Soon as he finished his sentence, a sharp siren sounded. Jonathan's facial expressions. You called the police. Let's have the police investigate this case. If Grandpa was poisoned, what poison was used, and how was he poisoned? Who is the murderer? Will he met gazes and cops was a decision that was made after Lily and Justin powerful and had to be mindful of their image and influence in society. All of that was had gone wrong as entire family and ruin our reputation. The Lodge family is for making false accusations just because Grandpa's cause of death is unclear? Did you mention the Lodge family's reputation earlier? With all the chaos you guys have created, what reputation? Chapter 667. The development was obviously beyond Nathaniel and Ariana's expectations. Once the secrets of the rich and powerful families were out, the impact on their reputation was immeasurable. Regardless, this matter would be covered up and hidden so that it would never be known to outsiders. However, it had already spread throughout Sapphein and Brown City. At this point, the entire country was aware of this. The media were the most adept at excavating and expanding their imagination on such things. Not only was the Lodge family under a lot of chaos right now, but they were also busy giving their statements at the police station while they waited for Wilfred's cause of death from the forensics team. The Lodge family was in a mess, and their company was in turmoil when the news broke out. Several high-level executives but had yet to panic-stricken as the slowly sipped on her red wine, a faint smile on higher the chances she had to take advantage of things, and the more likely she could come out on. She had to do was resolve the office look up to know who at TV and put had woken up on the wrong here and watch TV as you sip on wine. Do you know if he was already was not at him with they do that made words mean nothing to them? Don't they know I'm the general manager of this project? Do they know I am the branch manager? Why do they keep listening to that? Damien was indignant. Chapter 668. It had not been easy for Damien, growing up as an illegitimate child for so many years. His mother taught him to enter the Tanner family and inherit their properties. Although he had gathered much theoretical knowledge in business, he never had the chance to practice it. Now that he was in charge of a new project, he was eager to make achievements. Of course, Ariana read him like a book and did not object. I think you're right, but Mr. Hall also has his points. He has experience in this field. Maybe there are things he sees that we can't. Faced with her words, Damien became even more furious. What can he see that we can't? I think he's just deliberately trying to go against me. I think he's unhappy that I am the manager. The table and continued, Ari. I don't understand why you value him. He was someone no one could get along with. How did he insinuated that Nathaniel this, Ariana straightened up, and her past, but it is all in the past. No one is a saint, and everyone has their faults. We can't deny he is experienced and be but. And ask him what he thinks. I'll persuade him to listen to your side of the on his shoulder, giving it really delight and shot up when he heard a family. Who else will I help if it isn't you? Ariana said smilingly, take it easy. Just do what you the world's top. Ariana nodded. With your plans. However, Damien, I must remind you. Our company's budget, isn't we don't. Chapter 669. Not long after, Ariana's office door opened again, but this time, Nathaniel walked in. As soon as he entered the door and noticed the two glasses on the table, he smiled. Did your little brother come to complain again? If he doesn't show up one day, I'd think he's dead. After a pause, she glanced at him. Or you're dead. Nathaniel broke out into an indifferent laugh. There's no way he'll be dead. Your grandpa treasures him too much. He'd have 100 men protecting him. It's even less likely if I died. Ariana cut to the chase and said thoughtfully, haven't you heard the devil lives the longest? All right, enough. Let's get down to business. I've agreed to let him carry out his ideas and get the world's top perfumers. He can do whatever he wants. And then manages to make a name for himself? He might achieve something and steal your set across Ariana. He crossed his legs, pulled out a pack limited a connection. There are more fake perfumers than there are real ones. What's the name of the perfumer that you've worked with before? Frank, was it? Wasn't to continue when she noticed Nathaniel's face can handle this. The higher Damien climbs, the greater the fall, Ariana said, squinting. That brat brother of hers was a threat. Did not act on it for her family's boundaries. Nathaniel did not bother about it. Drag from his cigarette and propped his hand on about this. As for the matters in ask you your thoughts. Her computer and turn the monitor around was a is something else. She involved the just like her. He. Chapter 670. Nothing's confirmed yet. Don't be so discouraged. Nathaniel shook his head and flicked his cigarette. Don't forget, Henry didn't come back alone. Are you talking about the group of so-called ancient kickboxers that he brought back? Ariana raised her eyebrows disapprovingly. I'm not trying to rain on your parade, but the so-called old kickboxer family is overstated. For years, no one has seen them in action, nor has anyone seen how powerful they are. I'm not trying to pry, but you've been with Lily for many years. Is she that powerful? Nathaniel did not answer. See? Although they may have been powerful in the past, don't forget what era we're in now. How can their skills be stronger than guns? Even if we don't have our weapons, if they are as powerful as the legend goes, why didn't Henry make a move? Why do they have to wait until the police get involved? From what I see, it's all just a bluff. Initially, she did not want to say any of these. Sailing, she would be powerful had nothing. She was to win over the Tanner family, then take over Brown City before she how they had already progressed to this point. And Nathaniel was still rambling about the kickboxers. Henry have both feet on the ground, and one indicated that he did not see eye to eye with attack. He watched Lily fight countless thugs on her. A fear was instilled in her. One thing for sure was that these people with them were didn't plan to tell Ariana. Arguing with her about side of the Lodge family. Since the police have already intervened, we shouldn't get involved. Now that I have some free out his cigarette in the Chapter 671. After taking the flash drive, Nathaniel repeated it multiple times. Although it was just an audio recording, he knew Lily was aware of his meetup with Henry the other day. She watched their every move, and they let her slip under their noses. Thinking back, Nathaniel felt a layer of cold sweat forming on his back. He used to think that he was stealthy while she was naive. He thought that he could slip past her and she wouldn't notice. Little did he know that she had eyes everywhere. He had to be more careful. However, Nathaniel reassured himself with the fact that Lily did not know much about his deal with Henry. As of now, Wilfred's cause of death had yet to be determined. After listening to the recording repeatedly, the only part that piqued his interest was how Lily managed to poison Henry. It was just an audio recording, Nathaniel couldn't see what was happening and could poisoned or that Lily managed to strike him a blow. From the clip, it sounded as if she could slip toxins into the fragrance if she wanted. Case, it was downright wasn't the only perfumer he had under his wings, and he would often drop by the case was, it could be put to good once it was released to the world would definitely shock fake, it would still cause panic. No one would dare to buy or use any future perfumes to ensure that he did not miss anything, and once he determined that this audio was safe to be Wonder Ariana told him to listen to it carefully. It seemed the police had collected their statements, a group of people was released. After all, there was no conclusive evidence so far, quiet. It had been a while since the Chapter 672. It was clear he put in a lot of effort to solve them. He would have spent less time if it were as easy as he said. Lily slowly looked out the window and said, "Reporting this matter to the police will definitely affect the Lodge family's reputation. There's nothing more important than Grandpa." He said word by word. This incident would significantly impact the Lodge family if exposed publicly, but both of them had the same consensus on this matter. Justin was a taciturn person and not very good at words. Lily said a few words and could not continue the conversation further, and silence befell them once again. The car only took a short time to drive back to the Lodge family residence. The entire house was shrouded in darkness and seemed gloomy after the turmoil of the past few days. Right. Lily soon noticed something was out usually quiet, and the disciples were scattered all around, but she felt very uncomfortable as soon as she got out of the car. This was her sharp instinct as someone who if there were enemies hidden in frowned and glanced in a direction casually. He felt the wind blowing and a figure suddenly attacked him from where each attacked from behind by two attackers who acted actions appeared slow. They were able to dodge the assault and launch at the opponent's arm. Justin grabbed his throat forced to bend over. The two of them did not say a word. Justin and Lily looked at each other and knocked of dread that had surrounded them clap. The sound of applause could be house. He returned to the house before them and brought a storm Henry waved, and Lily immediately felt people surrounding her and rushing toward her from all directions. She instinctively bent down, quickly attacked one of the men who approached her from her side with a whirlwind kick, and sent him flying. After that, she punched her opponents behind her. 3 to 4 people were lying on the ground when she finally landed. She quickly glanced at Justin's side and noticed he was also fighting. She did not have the time to look at him for too long because more opponents were rushing toward her. Their skills were not as good as Lily's, but they were one level higher than the Lodge family's disciples. It was not because they had better foundations but because their moves were ruthless. The Lodge family had a long tradition as an ancient kickboxing family, and in their principle, practitioners must first cultivate their virtue before learning kickboxing. Therefore, they learned to be benevolent when using their learned kickboxing skills. Their moves were a combination of attack and defense. However, their opponents used extremely vicious and deadly moves in all their attacks. That was the first time Lily had met such opponents. She learned kickboxing when she was young from her grandfather and only exchanged blows with members of the Lodge family. Fought was when Nathaniel threatened her in an alley. Chapter 673. That at Justin's side. She saw Justin was also blocking and repelling his share of opponents. Justin did not seem to be in danger. This can't go on. They're dodged. She caught her opponent's fist in front of her and stopped his momentum. Her opponent's strength was shocking, but Lily did not even crack. Echoed, followed Neil on the ground. Another crisp perfect. The other opponents were stunned. Even Henry, watching on the sidelines, was equally stunned. This girl so at the moment, Justin thought he never truly knew Lily. WYU, Henry was extremely shocked as he had never expected Lily to be so powerful. He took a few steps back and shouted, "Attack! Attack!" Lily felt a cold and harsh wind before she stepped forward. She also felt something sharp flying toward her. "Watch out!" Justin yelled. "Threat! Her feet moved around quickly in a you colluded with others, someone attacked Justin before he could finish his sentence. Justin had no choice but to fight back immediately. There was one opponent on the left and her opponent had a beard, a large body and looked highly vicious. Lily had kicked him a few times, but he did not even frown. It was as if he did not feel tidy appearance highly ruthless. He also kept a smug smile on his face. Justin Apollo, wore black clothes wrapped around his body, showing his prominent muscles, while the academician, Creed, wore there was not much news and achievements about the ancient kickboxing families. However, it was far from families were not in decline or had disappeared. On the contrary, the ancient kickboxing circle had its own prosperity. It was family, for example, only accepted a few disciples and practiced kickboxing for personal development. They mainly engaged in business. From the perspectives of outsiders, they looked like they were in decline, but in reality, they had just shifted their focus toward the family's livelihood and gradually lost contact with the outside world, and in the eyes the Riggs family had gone missing for many years, so Lily never expected to when Henry shouted, Apollo and Creed's moves became swifter and more violent. Justin never expected them to be here, so he could only fight with all his heart as he was shocked. They had fought with hundreds of moves, yet there was still no clear winner. Henry's shouting distracted Justin for a while. Looking back, Justin saw Apollo and Creed's feet were already in front of him. Justin hurriedly dodged but was still a step late. His chest instantly became stuffy, and a mouthful of blood spurted out of his throat. He fell, hurt. Seeing that Justin was injured, Henry sighed in relief and became less nervous. He raised his voice, "Don't kill them. I want them alive. To hold the family's power and get back they were members of the Lodge family, and it would be non-beneficial to him to cause death. Henry only needed them to be obedient, stubborn. Why won't you listen to me? When I become the head of the Lodge family, I won't kick you out. Look at you guys. I hit," he felt everything was under control. Henry knew it was the right thing to do to invite the Light Shadow Killers to help him. He sure would fail the head of the Lodge family, promise to listen to me in the future and treat me respectfully. If so, I'll was injured, he did not stop and continued fighting. After hearing Henry's cruel words, Justin an elder, I can only teach you a lesson. Let's do it the hard way. Henry sighed and seemed sympathetic, bing bang. With an earthquake-like concussion, stunned everyone. Even the fight between Justin with a palm print on his chest and his shirt ripped. Everyone was dumbfounded and looked at the her Apollo had confidence in his skills and strength to withstand this move, but as soon as it fell on him, he heard the crack of his bones and roared in pain. Justin stood by at first, ready to rush in and lend a hand. Then he took a deep breath, assessed the situation, and realized Lily was fine. Chapter 674. He was shocked since he did not know when she had developed such advanced abilities. Given the circumstances, though, this was a good advantage. Henry was hunched over, staring nervously at the action. The situation had become much more dire. He had begun to doubt his chances of victory and was clinging to the chair's arm for support. Can't you even take down a little girl? With your skills like this, how would you explain yourself to your master? He screamed furiously. Off as he watched Justin extend a hand headed straight a panic and stepped back. He knocked over the chair, tripped, violently, with the other hand your uncle. Sneered as his voice was ice cold, sorry, I don't have an Justin, you, break your neck. The strength of Justin's felt like he would suffocate. He felt Justin's finger pinching an artery in his neck. Any more at the juncture of life and death. He clenched his when Apollo was injured and lying on the ground, didn't you hear me when I told you to stop? Stop fighting. Justin also realized this and let go of Henry as it was no longer necessary. Henry had no power to threaten anyone himself. Now that he had lost their support, he did not pose any threat. Why, Why would this happen? Frightened by the dart coming toward him, Henry was shaking like a leaf. He became weak and slid to the ground as Justin withdrew his hand. He sat on the floor with his eyes wide open as he could not recover from his fright. The dart just now almost cost him his life. Henry's eyes fixed on the dart on the ground. The incident was still revolving in his mind as he almost faced the Reaper. His hands clenched into fists, and his heart was full of anger, but he did not dare to speak again as he stared fiercely at the direction of the fight. Chapter 675. The three were entangled together, but Lily was not panicked. She seemed to be able to handle it with ease. About 10 minutes later, crashing sounds were heard as Apollo and Creed fell to the ground. Apollo, who was already injured, was in bad shape as he could barely get up. Asked in a deal Henry as they helped each other up. Walked unhurriedly in front of Henry. She lowered her head to Henry looked at her, and although he saw it with his own eyes, the soft little girl he knew. Even if he had been gone for some time, how could this okay? Apart from being a little tired, she did not feel uncomfortable. As for the sense that filled her body, it was not a big problem for the time her skills, but now was not years. Not only did you not repent, but you returned to the Lodge family to make trouble. If something bad happened at home, how can you be worthy of the ancestors of the Lodge family? Was exposed anyway. He was not afraid to show his true "I'm asking you if you did it." Lily reached out and lifted Henry's collar, pulling him off the ground. She glared fiercely at him. Justin watched beside her, stunned, as he did not expect her to have such great strength. When he was about to say something, his phone suddenly rang. Justin looked for the source of the sound as his phone fell in the courtyard during the fight. He walked over to pick it up. Although the screen cracked, it was still working. Justin was unsure who was calling but answered, "Hello." While listening to the other end of the phone, he seemed distracted. He raised his eyes to look at Lily. Henry was almost breathless, saying, "I didn't expect that my plan that I've been working on for so long would fail because of you. If I had known earlier, I should've." Henry could finish speaking, down his phone, walked to Lily quickly, and said, the deep breath staring at him, and said, "Forensic examination is that Grandpa died of illness. In other words, it was a natural death instead." Statements stunned not just Lily to the sky and laughed. Lily had unconsciously let go of her hand as Henry Weekend had not anticipated this. All of them had suspicions about who killed, not been poisoned. Chapter 676. There was no murderer. That meant all this was a farce. Was it just ha ha ha, natural death, ha ha ha? Lily returned to her hotel shortly after. Too many things had happened in the Lodge family residence over the past 3 days. She felt traces of her childhood and Wilfred's shadow everywhere when she stayed with the Lodge family residence and could not help but feel upset. She used to think there was an estrangement between herself and Wilfred, that their relationship was not that strong. However, now that her grandfather had passed away, she realized she was missing him. Lily's parents passed away when she was a child, so she grew up with her grandfather. She resented Wilfred because she thought he was always too strict. She only realized when she grew up that her grandfather did whatever was necessary for her good. Lily would have injured herself numerous times without his care. However, her grandfather would never return now. She wanted to avenge her grandfather, but after all her efforts, she only got the result of natural death. She did not even have the chance to avenge Wilfred. After taking a shower, Alexander saw Lily sitting in on her legs. Her chin was resting on her knees, and her upset seeing his wife in this state. He had never seen Lily so absent-minded since they met. She had never felt so helpless, even when she had trouble with Nathaniel or the bed, put one hand over Lily's shoulder, pulled her into his arms, and let her lean on his. Result might be a good ending. Everyone had been investigating this case for so long, and the clues pointing toward the murderer had never stopped. Back, Henry probably just wanted to use Wilfred's death to set off a storm and seize power, but it was not him who poisoned Wilfred. So, from another point of view, there was a difference between understanding and sadness. Human emotions were more challenging to bruise on your arm. What happened? Alexander pulled her arm over as Lily was fair and slender. She did not look very strong, but at that moment, the energy that burst out of her body surprised even herself. The situation was urgent, and others might not have seen what had happened. Lily knew from her fight with Apollo that she was at a slight disadvantage from the start and did not take much advantage of him. Chapter 677. Although she had practiced kickboxing since she was a child, it was mostly for self-defense, and she had no choice but to learn it. She was unsure of her own capabilities. She had gotten older and stopped training after she entered college. Besides practicing the moves with her peers, she only fought with Justin. Even so, it was just a few moves, so she felt her skills were inferior. The last time she fought was when she got kidnapped in Westwood. At that time, she was also a little surprised. After thinking back, she speculated that facing a grave threat had stimulated her body, but did it happen again? What are you thinking about? Alexander looked up and noticed Lily was in a daze. What Justin will do Henry from the Lodge family. However, Henry had returned to cause trouble again. She had no more words to Henry had returned to the Lodge family to settle other affairs, and he even brought outsiders into the family residence, trying to seize power. However, these were part will happen since no one got it were Justin, just send him abroad. Justin kill him. Alexander smiled and shook his head, he won't, even tried to frame Lily and make a pawn out unconvinced expression and smiled, it's because people, especially her relatives, Henry and Justin. It seemed to be a commonality of the Lodge family. All except Alexander deliberately made himself seem more vicious and pulled Lily closer. He softly spoke as he placed his forehead on Lily's, since I'm such a terrifying man, aren't you afraid of facing me every day? Seeing him making faces on purpose, Lily laughed even louder. Her sullen heart seemed more at ease. Why should I be afraid? Should I worry that you'll eat me? So you're not afraid. Holding her chin, Alexander snorted. Kissed her husband's lips, and replied because he noticed Lily was being provocative with her reddened cheeks. He did want to eat her right now. Suppressing his impulsive thoughts, he kissed her forehead and said, it's easy to let a person die. Sometimes, living is his words, Lily was true. If Henry got locked up and prohibited from exiting Saphine, he could only stay and never get what he wanted. It would be suffering and tormenting to be so close yet far from his be tired from the past few days. Rest early, and take good care of yourself. Let's go back to Brown City after your grandfather's burial. After tidying up the bedding, Alexander okay. Choice but to accept that as a fact. Jonathan had also faded and never I recently heard the news about the new project department, and you did a good job. Joseph's voice came from the study, laced with satisfaction, you didn't let me down. Outside the door, Ariana stopped and held her breath subconsciously, not wanting to alert the people inside. Dad, like I said earlier, I won't disappoint you. Damien's triumphant voice could be heard from inside, and he said confidently, at least I graduated from business administration. Just wait and see. I'll make achievements that will impress all the company's old-timers. Chapter 678. Hearing his words, Ariana almost laughed out loud. This so-called accomplished newbie was just bragging. Joseph paid for his meager college education so he could be sent abroad to be plated with gold. Although he may have graduated as an honors student, he still lacked the skills necessary to manage practical operations. It would require him to face the complexity of the business, which a nerd like him would not be able to pick up in a couple of days. Overconfident in his own son. For this reason, he was able to sit dumber, the better she could control him. He was a pawn in her game of went on to say, Dad, I'm still a little worried. You know the stubborn old people in the company are still biased towards Uncle Derek. They won't necessarily accept a son. Are you sure that the company at least could handle this matter easily, but Uncle Derek could not be controlled very well? She had made herself, but Joseph in the room replied, "Don't worry about this. Your uncle's health is getting worse now. It seems that he is seriously ill, but he's just hiding it. I guess he won't be able to hang and disdain, you don't have to worry about that. Just do your own thing, rest assured. Thank you, Dad. As you can see, I've contacted Lily, the world's top perfumer. Everything has already been prepared. We're currently waiting for our company's first perfume to enter the market. It'll be an explosive product, and it will definitely make a I'll wait for your was on Uncle Derek. Mom, when did you come back? She asked after entering the room and closing the door. Not too long ago, Eloise said calmly as she walked to the wine cabinet and picked out a bottle. Chapter 679. She took two glasses, then sat down and asked Ariana to take a seat across from her. She then opened the bottle, and filled both glasses with wine. Ariana sat down, picked up one of the glasses. She did not drink in a hurry, but swirled the glass gently, watching the red liquid flow. Mom, I'm sorry you have to go through this, she said. Drank the wine in one go, then that. She patted the back of her mother's hand, disapproving, things are not at its worst. Why would you say such a good enough? That's why Dad brought the kid home. Holding the glass tightly, her knuckles turned white. Care of the family, she had devoted herself to the Tanners for many years. She thought that with her beauty and skills, she would definitely be able to win her husband's heart and enjoy the life of a happy and with her, he began illegitimate child home. Joseph was constantly ignoring why are you giving in now? Ariana comforted her, don't do you know that woman is was a little choked up, about Nathaniel. For the sake of your father and this family, one don't even mom, try not to lose your cool. That woman's moment of triumph is fleeting at best. She's not deserving of the title of Mrs. Tanner, Ariana said, her gaze growing intense. Eloise was startled. Ariana, what are you going to do? Don't touch her. You know how your father is. Chapter 680. Using her own resources, Eloise could have dealt with that woman, but if she touched her, Joseph would find out. She was so kind in front of him for many years, but all her patience was in vain. She did not want to risk losing everything just because of a small matter. Just like Ariana said, she should bear with the anger for a while. The final victory was to have dominance over the Tanner family. The winner of the battle was still unknown. Mom, don't worry. Of course, I won't do anything. However, only fate can decide what happens. Ariana smiled lightly, took a sip of wine, and then seemed to remember something. Mom, is Uncle Derek not feeling well recently? You and Aunt Stephanie are relatively, Eloise said, I've been there twice, but Aunt Stephanie kept saying that Uncle Derek heard Dad say that Uncle Derek doesn't have much hide it if it was not at least somewhat accurate. What? Eloise was taken aback, no way. If that's the case, the Tanner family and company's affairs must be arranged to make arrangements yet. Ariana said meaningfully, Mom, is Benedict not back yet? I heard that he which was why Uncle Derek became seriously ill. It seemed that he was going south of the reason that triggered Uncle Derek's health. Since Nathaniel was still in bed when he heard a loud knock and his room door flung open. He got up while yawning and went to get a cup of coffee. His hair was in a mess, looking tired. He started sleepily, what do you need to tell me? What's so important that you had to invite yourself here? Can't we just talk at the office? Ariana kicked something beside her aside and looked at Nathaniel's place disapprovingly. Can't you clean this place up? Better yet, can't you employ someone to do it for you? Look at this mess. Who would come and clean up? Besides, I'm living here alone, and I don't have to take care of anyone nor need anyone's help. Chapter 681. Nathaniel lay on the sofa and placed his legs on his coffee table while sipping his coffee. Feel free to make yourself at home. Ariana's brows furrowed as she looked around the room. She spotted a bar stool and sat on it. Have you heard? Henry got caught and is being held somewhere. His index finger and replied nonchalantly, Calm wondered who the person was who assured me that everything would work according sounded calm, but she was annoyed with him. They had done everything to support Henry Lodge and ensure he could secure the head of the family position. They wanted to drag Lily down while at it as well. Unfortunately, nothing went as planned. Was Lily so difficult to deal with? But now she had been hearing Lily's name constantly around her. Ariana hated Lily's such thing as a foolproof plan, Nathaniel drawled. He continued, I received information that no one else knows at the Lodge family's residence the results. Results. Nathaniel, where's the result table, took out a pack of cigarettes, and started smoking. I'm still waiting for my informant. I want to know what happened the other day and where Henry disappeared to. I'm interested this mean there's another skilled kickboxer in the Lodge family that we don't know of. Ariana said out unlike Nathaniel, Ariana was more concerned about who could benefit her more in her struggle to gain power within the Tanner family. She did not care about the kickboxing aspect of these families. That may not be true, Nathaniel remarked while shaking his head. What do you mean? Ariana asked. I'm saying Henry would not give in to destiny that easily. He would not concede defeat so quickly. Nathaniel had taken his time to learn about Henry when he conducted his background search on him. Chapter 682. After being banished from the Lodge family, Henry's hatred grew to the extent that he only wanted to return to the family to regain his authority when his father died. Someone like him would not give up and admit defeat that easily. Place all your bets on him. Why do you believe in him so much? From my perspective, we should try to mend merely waiting for and leave the Lodge. I've already sent out our people to spread the news about Lily using poisonous content in her perfumes. Very soon, we will destroy her reputation in the perfume industry, and she won't be able to. Are you so happy about? Ariana snapped when she well or otherwise. The company won't credit you if they're popular amongst the consumers, but you'll take the fall. Was why Damien had continued to tolerate Nathaniel as his assistant manager, even though Damien was very confident in himself and that this issue would proceed without difficulties, what Damien was planning. He only honestly don't care if your ship sank, but make sure you don't mess up my plans along the way, Ariana told him. The forensic department's autopsy report was final, and there was no more dispute about Wilfred's death. Soon after, the Lodge family finally buried Wilfred's body. After settling his funeral, Lily wanted to discuss the issue about Henry with Justin, but she was astounded when her name once again became a hot topic on the internet. This time it was not good. The post consisted of her voice recording. The recording only contained a short part of what she had said in the Lodge family meeting, explaining that she could easily mix poisonous content into her perfumes. The recording created waves of commotion on the internet. Lily's name was among the most searched on Twitter, which slowed their servers down for a moment. Chapter 683. This issue stirred up a considerable ruckus everywhere because it was too controversial. Lily's products, if she could add dangerous substances to her fragrances? No one in their right mind would still want to quickly got out of hand, and Alexander wanted to get his PR team suppress the news now, it will already gotten out of hand, let's just leave it. Besides, if they're willing to spend money to ensure I'm top of the list on Twitter, Lily was taking this and looked at Enlobute Group's reputation, and I'm truly sorry about that. I promise this and said softly, stop being silly. There's no need for apologies. Remember that we're a team. Anyway, do you think I'm scared? When Alexander answered the phone, Lily was close enough to hear what was being said even though he did not use the loudspeaker. It was a call from the headquarters of the Lobbyut Group. Azure Jin refund requests came in at the company's mall outlets in the past 3 days. It did not matter if the item was brand new, second-hand, or had been bought long ago, as customers still brought in their complaints about it. Management at the malls has warned La Butte Group that if the issue was not fixed soon, the stores would be shut down. Are you serious? Why do you need to consult me about issues like this? Is the PR team that useless? Chapter 684. Alexander replied coldly. It was not because Alexander did not know what to do, but because La Butte Group was a vast global corporation in which everyone had a role. This issue was a nightmare for the public relations team, so they were the ones who had to deal with it. If they called the director for every occurrence, he would be unable to delegate his job properly and would be burned out very soon. Though Alexander did not sound angry over the phone, it was evident that his tone was cold. Team had started handling this issue, but since this involves Ms. Christian, we wanted to ask for your the PR team become so lax and hesitant in doing their job? Handle. Impossible that the PR team would do nothing, but the person on the phone was so hesitant to report to her is at its worst now, reports about them. The media had been contacted to hold a press conference once the reports shoulders and sacked her if they solution, what are you waiting for? Hurry up and do it. Alexander remarked and hung up the into motion. After hanging up the phone, Alexander noticed that Lily City tomorrow. You should use this opportunity to take a break. After so many things she asked suddenly. Alexander was taken aback by her question as Lily explained, I meant to the press conference. Ken I had meant to ask her about it but was sidetracked as even though there was no caller ID, she knew who the number belonged to as they had contacted her frequently just a few months ago. It was from Kingsland. She answered the call but remained silent while waiting for the other side to speak. Is this Lily Christian? The person on the other side asked impatiently. Yes, Lily replied. Lily Christian, the Perfumer Society has decided to revoke your license as a perfumer, and you'll need to be questioned and checked. He said crudely. There was an air of arrogance in his tone as well. Chapter 685. Alexander, then asked, who by the society, of course. You've caused controversy and brought in a severe tone, we're not joking with you. Your incident has caused harm to our industry. Being a perfumer, how could you have said something so irresponsible? If the results we obtained after the tests were positive, you may very well lose your qualification to say the same thing to other perfumers, they would be afraid and give listening. Ms. Christian. It doesn't matter what background you have, as you can't escape cut you off, but I just wanted to inform you that I've never sat for the licensing examination. You don't have and was so shocked by her words that he did questioning or background check, it's up to you. By the way, if the entire perfume industry would be affected just because of me, Alexander. Chapter 685. He was still holding her hand while having a Alexander was not pretending but truly did not care about such a thing. That made Lily's smile widen because he understood her so well. Back then, she did not take the exam for the perfumer certification because she felt it was too formalized. She decided to take the perfumer's grade exam because, as a newcomer to the field, she was eager to demonstrate her competence but needed more confidence in her ability to create fragrances. The second reason was that Nathaniel convinced her to. He had just started a business and was looking for a perfumer to head the research and development department. No matter how well known a perfumer was, having a certificate attesting to their proficiency benefited the company. On the other hand, Nathaniel knew little about the perfumer certificate and did not care much about it. On top of that, Lily discovered via her research that most of the required syllabi for the certification were rigid, theoretical items. In contrast, creating scents was a creative endeavor that called for talent. She had spent a week perusing the reference books before giving up on studying for the exam because she had discovered numerous errors inside them. Besides, she had no plans to take on the industry's established veterans. Companies. She started at MN Incorporated, but after cutting ties with Nathaniel, she moved to Rebirth. No one had it were not for the case this time around, no one would have known participated in many international competitions and won several awards. It was just ridiculous for them to want to revoke back to the question you asked me earlier. Actually, Lily paused and thought about it carefully. It's not impossible to put poison into the perfumes, but it's not too brows and said nothing. Doesn't even affect the natural sense of the ingredients that much. I would say that it's possible to poison someone without getting noticed. However, there's a weakness in this type of ingredient. It you know that the ingredients used in perfumes are all volatile substances. It would have a limited shelf life even if it were sealed and stored the air, just think of how long it would take before the ingredients reached the consumers, from being produced in La Butte Group's public relations team moved fast. In just 2 days, they had appeased most of the consumers and remedied the negative impacts on the company. However, Lily would need to attend the press conference in person. Nathaniel was sitting in his office, looking at the data while his fingers tapped gently on the tabletop. Although he was displeased, he had to admit that La Butte Group was highly efficient. The response speed and method used in handling crises were much better than that of MN Inc. Chapter 686. A big company would have a professional team to handle such matters. If it were in the past, Nathaniel would not be able to tell how much time his company would need to remedy such negative impacts. Now, he was observing the development of the matter for learning purposes. After all, he would need to manage a massive company, perhaps comparable to La Butte Group, after Tanner Corporation fell under his control. The only way he could defeat his enemy was by studying them well. As for Lily, he had not seen her in the past few days. He wondered if she was afraid or broken down to nothing after seeing all the criticisms from the public. Everyone was looking at her as if she was a murderer now, after all. Know what went down within the Lodge family, but they heard Lily's words in the perfumes on the market were safe for use and doubts about the products, which calmed most consumers down. However, humans were meat if that Russell guy had not protected lacked a good background and in case this time around, for example. Alexander did not have to do anything alone because the professionals in his company would settle everything. As their case in Tanner Corporation now. Although the people who work here are Ariana and me, those from the working classes, or even that good-for-nothing Damien, the management and ownership of the company still belong to Derek, who knows nothing. This is the bang. His guest was without having to look up. In the entire company, only one person would open the door furthermore, Damien would treat Nathaniel as his enemy because the latter had a close relationship with Ariana. Damien planned to work his way through Tanner Corporation and finally take control of the entire company. Chapter 687. Then he would bring his mother back to the Tanner family's residence and include her in the family register. In the future, they would be the ones who lead the Tanner family. When it came to Ariana, Damien would financially provide for her and Eloise if he was in a good mood. If he were not, he would kick them out of the house. Damien could not accept how he and his mother had suffered for many years. Since he was born, he was someone that his parents were embarrassed by. However, Ariana and Eloise could enjoy their lives in the Tanner family's residence. He believed he should be the one in charge of the entire family because he was the first son of their father. Nathaniel smiled faintly and got up to his feet. "You're mistaken." Damien lit a cigarette and handed it over. He closed the door unhurriedly and finally said, "Everyone knows you're the one details of the manufacturing process, and even the targeted sales volume of the product. And domineering as he was before." He received the "I hope that's next" to Damien, appearing to be currying favor with the latter. "I can assure you that it's my capable enough. He's missing right now, while it has been some time since Mr. Derek came to the office. Once you've completed this project, I'm sure you'll get promoted to Etjoy," but he could not stop the corners of Key, "all right? It hasn't been decided yet, right? You're indeed the most thoughtful person I've ever met." Nathaniel nodded fervently, looking obedient and ready to do anything guard down. He did not feel as, however, Damien became uneasy again when he recalled Nathaniel's relationship with Ariana. That's not how things work. Even if they don't support Uncle Derek's son, they will support my sister. Ariana has worked here for many years, so she has more knowledge about the company and its connections. Chapter 688. Aren't you one of her supporters? Stop right there. Nathaniel motioned for him to stop and interjected, I'm just Ms. Tanner's subordinate. That doesn't mean I support her and am on her team. You're not. Damien looked at him in confusion, not quite believing his words. Back then, my sister assigned this project for you to manage. She would help you in your career, and I heard she recommended you to join the company. You're telling me that you're not on her team now. Are you sure about that? Ha ha. Nathaniel laughed as if he had heard a funny joke, but soon, he glanced at the door carefully, pretending to be afraid the people outside would hear them. Then he leaned closer to Damien mysteriously and said lowly, I'm not being humble, but even if I'm interested, do you think Miss Tanner would feel the same way about me and want to marry me? Damien widened his eyes and punched Nathaniel in his chest. What the H**LL are you talking about? His punch was not a hard one, so that meant he was not angry. Guessing she wants to have her own team, you mean? Damien Company will be under your control in the future, she wants to gain a firm foothold first because a trance, so immersed in Nathaniel's words that he had forgotten about his cigarette, which was burning the entire time, almost asked nervously, really? Is that what needing me to tell you about it, can't you? Your father has brought you back to the family and into the company. He's helping you in your career, and we all know why he's doing that. No one in the company is expression, furthermore, Miss Tanner is a lady no matter how capable she is. How could your father hand over such a huge company to a woman? It will become someone else's. Last sentence touched Damien's heart the most, making him nod his we're the same kind of people, and we my honor for the future company president to misunderstand me, Nathaniel held his got it? I understand. Nathaniel nodded fervently. Satisfied, Damien opened the door and left the office. Nathaniel's smile faded slowly as he watched the door shut, his expression becoming unreadable. This brat is quite cautious. He doesn't trust me completely yet, and there are still things he's keeping from me. However, that scheming mind of his is nothing to me. The Tanner family will be under my control one day. Chapter 689. Mom, aren't you bored with staying at home all day? You should get out of the house and enjoy life more often. There will be an auction in a few days, so why don't I bring you there? You can buy a few things you like. Ariana chatted with her mother while they shopped in a store selling luxury goods. Eloise's expression was much gloomier. In the past, she could make decisions because everything was still under control. Felt her husband was growing increasingly return home at night, no there. When Eloise thought about having to see Damien occasionally at home and that she them in the end. Eloise sighed, her fingertips brushing across the material of the clothes. She was not in the you're not acting like the mom I know. My mom has always been confident and charming. Why wouldn't you be able to keep them? You were the best actress of your time, thing. I may excuse me, or you had a tiny notebook both nervousness and excitement. It seemed that she I like you a lot, and I've always felt that it was a pity that you retired from the industry so early. I didn't think that I could meet you here. Could I get an autograph? Ariana was taken aback and quickly denied it. What? Of course not. It's obvious that your fan planned this. Why would I do this? Besides, dash drop the act. Eloise's gaze was fixated on Ariana as she shook her head. Chapter 690. Do you think I'm blind? That lady had been staring at us since we entered the door. It was only when you winked at her that she ran over. Even if she was my fan, would she have been so bold to ask for autographs and be so uncourteous? She even harassed the guests. My fans would know the rules. If it's true that you have nothing to do with this, this lady must be new and not know the rules around here. After a pause, she continued, then again, her ID card doesn't belong to those of the newcomers. Ari, I know you're just being nice, but this is unnecessary. I'm already an old hag. There's no use for all these. I really can't win when it comes to you. Ariana sighed, shaking her head. I can't hide anything from you. Why are you letting yourself be in such a position with a brain like yours? Are you going to allow a lowlife like that woman to trample all over you? Eloise shook her head. It's not that I'm letting her trample over me. To your father, she's the important. You have no idea how much your dad prioritized sons over daughters back in the day. His son is his life. If such a day were to come, we still let him have the choice to add yourself. You're still so beautiful. If you return to the industry, you could still win the best actress. Why should you be scared of a nobody? Aren't you unhappy? Today will be a happy day, noticed Ariana's scheming eyes and was stunned. Ari, what, just sit back and enjoy the show? Nothing more to see, store, and Eloise the cashier with an arrogant look and three assistants serving her. Their hands were full of all sorts of and she tried to ignore it. Eloise recognized the woman her husband was sleeping, recognized her at a glance. Elizabeth. That was the mistress Joseph was catering to, the mother of that illegitimate child, Damien. Elizabeth was younger than Eloise and was well-groomed. She had the most fashionable hairstyle and was clad in jewels, looking like the wife of a wealthy man. No one could have guessed that she was mom. Age must be catching up to you. Even if she uses dad's card, you'd need to accept the transaction. With a smile, Ariana reached out her hand. Mom, where's your phone? What are you doing? Elliot looked at her suspiciously as she pulled out her phone. Ariana took the phone and dialed a number. Chapter 691. Then she put the phone to her ear and said, Hello, I'm Joseph Tanner's wife. Yes, it's me, Mrs. Tanner. Here's the thing, I accidentally lost a few credit cards. I'm worried someone else might use it, so could you temporarily freeze all the supplementary cards under my husband's name? Hearing this, Eloise looked at her daughter, wide-eyed and stunned. She must be getting slower. How had she not come up with this idea herself? She had been in countless soap operas, yet they were all in vain. On how to deal with mistresses, too, was no longer fuming as she continued to still happily picking things, completely unaware of what number. Yes, that's the correct phone. Hung up the phone. Let's wait and watch. The seat on the side and around them, blocking them from anyone's view from across choice, and was about to settle the bill. She raised her hand casually with a card between her, knew what would happen. She couldn't help but tighten her fists when she saw the store. The shopping assistant respectfully took the card and left to check out few minutes later and seemed to whisper something to Elizabeth. She took the card then. Happened next was just of the cards would go few more tries. Onlookers could tell that the shop assistant was less spoiled by Mr. Russell. Chapter 692. Furthermore, Damien would treat Nathaniel as his enemy because the latter had a close relationship with Ariana. Damien planned to work his way through Tanner Corporation and finally take control of the entire company. Then he would bring his mother back to the Tanner family's residence and include her in the family register. In the future, they would be the ones who lead the Tanner family. When it came to Ariana, Damien would financially provide for her and Eloise if he was in a good mood. If he were not, he would kick them out of the house. Damien could not accept how he and his mother had suffered for many years. Since he was born, he was someone that his parents were embarrassed by. However, Ariana and Eloise could enjoy their lives in the Tanner family's residence. He believed he should be the one in charge of the entire family because he was the first son of their father. Nathaniel smiled faintly and got up to his feet. You're mistaken. Damien lit a cigarette, and handed it over. He closed the door unhurriedly and finally said, "Everyone knows you're the one." Details of the manufacturing process, and even the targeted sales volume of the product. And domineering as he was before. He received the "I hope that's" next to Damien, appearing to be currying favor with the latter. "I can assure you that it's my capable enough. He's missing right now, while it has been some time since Mr. Derek came to the office. Once you've completed this project, I'm sure you'll get promoted to at Joy," but he could not stop the corners of "Key, all right? It hasn't been decided yet. Right? You're indeed the most thoughtful person I've ever met." Nathaniel nodded fervently, looking obedient and ready to do anything. Guard down. He did not feel as Chapter 693. However, Damien became uneasy again when he recalled Nathaniel's relationship with Ariana. "That's not how things work. Even if they don't support Uncle Derek's son, they will support my sister. Ariana has worked here for many years, so she has more knowledge about the company and its connections. Aren't you one of her supporters?" "Stop right there." Nathaniel motioned for him to stop and interjected, "I'm just Ms. Tanner's subordinate. That doesn't mean I support her and am on her team." "You're not." Damien looked at him in confusion, not quite believing his words. "Back then, my sister assigned this project for you to manage. She would help you in your career, and I heard she recommended you to join the company. You're telling me that you're not on her team now. Are you sure about that?" "Ha ha." Nathaniel laughed as if he had heard a funny joke, but soon, he glanced at the door carefully, pretending to be afraid the people outside would hear them. Then he leaned closer to Damien, mysteriously, and said lowly, "I'm not being humble, but even if I'm interested, do you think Ms. Tanner would feel the same way about me and want to marry me?" Damien widened his eyes and punched Nathaniel in his chest. "What the H**LL are you talking about?" His punch was not a hard one, so that meant he was not angry. "Guessing she wants to have her own team." "You mean, Damien, company will be under your control in the future, she wants to gain a firm foothold first because—" A trance, so immersed in Nathaniel's words that he had forgotten about his cigarette, which was burning the entire time, almost asked nervously, "Really? Is that what? Needing me to tell you about it, can't you? Your father has brought you back to the family and into the company. He's helping you in your career, and we all know why he's doing that. No one in the company is expression. Furthermore, Ms. Tanner is a lady no matter how capable she is. How could your father hand over such a huge company to a woman? It will become someone else's." Last sentence touched Damien's heart the most, making him nod his. "We're the same kind of people, and we—" "My honor for the future company president to misunderstand me," Nathaniel held his. Chapter 694. "Got it? I understand." Nathaniel nodded fervently. Satisfied, Damien opened the door and left the office. Nathaniel's smile faded slowly as he watched the door shut, his expression becoming unreadable. "This brat is quite cautious. He doesn't trust me completely yet, and there are still things he's keeping from me. However, that scheming mind of his is nothing to me. The Tanner family will be under my control one day. Mom, aren't you bored with staying at home all day? You should get out of the house and enjoy life more often. There will be an auction in a few days, so why don't I bring you there? You can buy a few things you like." Ariana chatted with her mother while they shopped in a store selling luxury goods. Eloise's expression was much gloomier. In the past, she could make decisions because everything was still under control. felt her husband was growing increasingly. Return home at night, no. There. When Eloise thought about having to see Damien occasionally at home and that she. Them in the end. Eloise sighed, her fingertips brushing across the material of the clothes. She was not. In the. You're not acting like the mom I know. My mom has always been confident and charming. Why? Wouldn't you be able to keep them? You were the best actress of your time. Thing. I'm. Excuse me, are you? Had a tiny notebook. Both nervousness and excitement. It seemed that she. I like you a lot, and I've always felt that it was a pity that you retired from the industry so early. I didn't. Think that I could meet you here. Could I get an autograph? Chapter 695. Ariana was taken aback and quickly denied it. What? Of course not. It's obvious that your fan planned this. Why would I do this? Besides dash. Drop the act. Eloise's gaze was fixated on Ariana as she shook her head. Do you think I'm blind? That lady had been staring at us since we entered the door. It was only when. You winked at her that she ran over. Even if she was my fan, would she have been so bold to ask for autographs and be so uncourteous? She even harassed the guests. My fans would know the rules. If it's true that you have nothing to do with this, this lady must be new and not know the rules around here. After a pause, she continued, then again, her ID card doesn't belong to those of the newcomers. Ari, I know you're just being nice, but this is unnecessary. I'm already an old hag. There's no use for all these. I really can't win when it comes to you. Ariana sighed, shaking her head. I can't hide anything from you. Why are you letting yourself be in such a position with a brain like yours? Are you going to allow a low life like that woman to trample all over you? Eloise shook her head. It's not that I'm letting her trample over me. To your father, she's the important. You have no idea how much your dad prioritized sons over daughters back in the day. His son is his life. If such a day were to come, we still let him have the choice to. At yourself. You're still so beautiful. If you return to the industry, you could still win the best actress. Why should you be scared of a nobody? Aren't you unhappy? Today will be a happy day. Noticed Ariana's scheming eyes and was stunned. Ari, what? Just sit back and enjoy the show. Nothing more to see. Store, and Eloise. The cashier with an arrogant look and three assistants serving her. Their hands were full of all sorts of. And she tried to ignore it, Eloise recognized the woman her husband was sleeping. Recognized her at a glance. Elizabeth. That was the mistress Joseph was catering to, the mother of that. Illegitimate child, Damien. Elizabeth was younger than Eloise and was well-groomed. She had the most fashionable hairstyle and was clad in jewels, looking like the wife of a wealthy man. No one could have guessed that she was. Chapter 696. Mom, age must be catching up to you. Even if she uses dad's card, you'd need to accept the transaction. With a smile, Ariana reached out her hand. Mom, where's your phone? What are you doing? Elliot looked at her suspiciously as she pulled out her phone. Ariana took the phone and dialed a number. Then she put the phone to her ear and said, Hello, I'm Joseph Tanner's wife. Yes, it's me. Mrs. Tanner. Here's the thing, I accidentally lost a few credit cards. I'm worried someone else might use it. So could you temporarily freeze all the supplementary cards under my husband's name? Hearing this, Eloise looked at her daughter, wide-eyed and stunned. She must be getting slower. How? Had she not come up with this idea herself? She had been in countless soap operas, yet they were all in vain. on how to deal with mistresses too. Was no longer fuming as she continued to. Still happily picking things, completely unaware of what. Number. Yes, that's the correct phone. Hung up the phone. Let's wait and watch the seat on the side and around them, blocking them from anyone's view from across. Choice and was about to settle the bill. She raised her hand casually with a card between her. Knew what would happen, she couldn't help but tighten her fists when she saw the store. The shopping assistant respectfully took the card and left to check out. Few minutes later and seemed to whisper something to Elizabeth. She took the card. Then happened next was just of the cards would go. Few more tries, onlookers could tell that the shop assistant was less. Chapter 697. It didn't take long before Eloise's phone rang, and she did not even have to look to guess who it was. Eloise's face remained expressionless as she stared at the woman embarrassedly pacing across the street. Then she slowly picked up the phone. The moment she pressed the button, she seemed to have changed into a different person as she anxiously wailed, "Honey, my cards are gone. What should I do? What should I do?" The other end of the phone was silent. Even Ariana, who was entirely in on this, could not help but secretly praise her mother when she saw how fast Eloise got into character. She did deserve to be the best actress. Besides her expressions, even her voice sounded anxious and worried. No one would think that she did anything. "Slow down, all my cards and my wallet. It's all gone." There's her voice sounded like she was panicking her like this. Joseph held back the question. He was steps. "You're not usually careless, I'm sure you can find it. Did it fall inside the car? Me today. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it fell when I was in the toilet, or someone stole it while I like she under your name. Don't worry, lies." He sighed and said, "Thank God the losses aren't big. How can you be so careless? Go and make new ones. If the numbers. Besides, it's to protect our money. What's a spiral as money now. It's just that, it's nothing serious. I'm not in a good mood right now. I the phone unfold." Ariana could not help but praise her mother's acting. Smooth sailing did Joseph not question. Chapter 698. The press conference was at 7 in the evening. Alexander and Lily's plane arrived at 3 in the afternoon, and they were immediately on the move. Once they arrived, they did not return home and headed directly to the company to prepare. Although Jenny and George knew about this, it was a relatively significant matter this time. Therefore, the company did not need them, and the headquarters of La Butte Group would handle it. All they could do now was worry on their own. Olivia immediately heaved a sigh of relief when she saw Lily and rushed to hug her. "You're back. You've only been away for a short time, yet so many things have happened. What the h**less going on? You worry me to death. In the recording, did you?" Jenny, who was beside Olivia, gently patted her shoulder, interrupting her. Then Jenny motioned for them to speak in the office. "Office, Jenny, shut all what happened in that recording?" Sighed regardless, but the voices in the audio recording sounded too distinguishable. It sounded like Lily was the one wondered if anyone could edit such. "Did say don't worry. I'll resolve this. Heard that even Kingsland got notified. In the upcoming 2 days, the Perfumer Society will send someone to investigate this." Why not understand why Lily would say such a thing and was still in denial. She still could not believe it, even did she have to do conference later in the evening. "I'll explain everything there. You'll understand when we wait till later? Why can't you tell us now? Do you?" Olivia blurted anxiously. Immediately, Jenny waved her reasons for felt touched by. "Thank you, guys. We're more important tasks laboratory right now. Olivia, come with me. Jenny nodded. "No problem." Chapter 699. At 6:30, the seats in the ballroom of a 5-star hotel in Brown City were almost full. Other than media reporters, there were also renowned perfumers and newcomers from the perfumery industry. Anyone who had any relations to the perfumery world gathered here. After all, This incident caused an uproar and shook the entire perfume industry. Everyone wanted to come and see how Lily would explain herself. Everyone wanted to know if she would apologize for her wrongdoings or deny what she said in the recording. Alexander's car did not drive to the main entrance. Instead, he arranged to enter through the back. Then a bodyguard escorted him through the VIP passage to the lounge. His secretary had arrived earlier to organize everything. Once she heard Alexander coming, she quickly rushed over with a stack of papers. She managed to put Anna out as around and did not see the person involved, Ms. Christian, did she not come? She'll be here in off the plane. They went there separate while Alexander returned to the company's backlog piled up, waiting for him out. The press conference will start soon. Almost all the unusual relationship between she dared not voice her that his secretary it were someone else, she would have been fired immediately and held accountable by the no choice but to take care of her too. The company's PR team was already cleaning up closing in, and she has yet to arrive. Although Alexander's secretary had never met Lily, the prejudice in her heart was clouding her judgment. She had no idea what kind of woman Lily was to belong to the Lodge family in Sapheim. She from what Lily said in the recording, Alexander's secretary assumed that Lily's previous is it. Alexander raised. Chapter 700. Rose, Alexander's secretary, was growing impatient as she waited. Her boss remained calm, but she could not help asking, Mr. Russell, why don't I call Lily and ask about her current location? It should be easy for the company to look up the employee's phone number. She would happily be the villain if her boss were unwilling to urge Lily. Alexander replied calmly, no need. Go outside to deal with it first. She'll be here soon. Alexander had already made his point, so there was no use in her rushing. While her superior seemed calm under pressure, she was anxious despite only being a subordinate. Rose bit her lip, turned, and left. Alexander finally pulled out his phone and looked at it, his eyes darkening. When they parted ways, she claimed she needed time to gather evidence. She added that it could take some time and she could be late, but she would be there eventually. Company with a satisfactory explanation. He trusted her and knew that if he it was pointless to urge, and when the clock's hand pointed to 6.55 p.m., indicating it would start in, he answered, you ask one of the company's employees to stall for some time. I am but she approaching 7 p.m., and the situation here. Don't rush, and take your time. Where's the traffic jam? Do you want me to pick you? Asked in if you came, we'd be stuck at both. Heard her say someone else was with her. He unclenched his fingers and said, okay. The company's staff will deal with the matters here. Take your time and more at ease after the call. She still needed to explain there would be at